We're joined now via phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. We've got National Night Out coming up tomorrow all across the country, including the town of Hillsborough. How are you?
I am doing well, Aaron, and yes, indeed, it's National Night Out, and we have many of our community watch groups are just going to have a nice sort of picnic gathering in their respective neighborhoods. So looking forward to that.
So do we know which neighborhoods in Hillsborough? I know some neighborhoods have really big parties, others don't do much.
Yeah. So it really varies. We know that there's organized groups in Fairview, in the Gatemore community, and Hampton Point Apartments. I remember going there last year, and it really had that was a new facility, and it was just nice to see how the neighbors have gotten to know each other and really feels like a community there. And you know, that's what we were seeing across Hillsborough. We have lots of neighborhoods.
And this is a really cool event. Again, it's an annual thing sponsored by the National Association of Town Watch Local Police Departments, including Hillsborough's National Night Out, asking residents to lock their doors, turn on their outside lights, and just spend the evening outside with their neighbors. Good way to keep neighbors connected and make sure that everyone's watching out for each other, which is a key component of crime prevention and also sort of a key component of community policing, which, Mayor, I know the entire Hillsborough Police Department has been really committed to.
Indeed. Very, very active in the community, from everything from coffee with a cop to supporting of nonprofit efforts like Special Olympics, and then these events of participation in National Night Out. So we're very proud of our police department.
And that's 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. If we mentioned really the efforts of the Hillsborough Police Department in terms of the Special Olympics, I know we sort of mention it every so often on the air when something new happens, but I don't know if you and I have talked about this all that much. It really is cool what they do.
Indeed. And, they've had a golf tournament, and they've done that several fundraising events and the run, and it's one of the charities that they've been supporting for a long time, and what a good thing to be doing. So again, it's just and on top of all the good work they do in our community, just very happy with them.
So that's going on tomorrow night, National Night Out, 6 to 9 p.m. Get out of your house, lock your doors, turn on your lights, and get out and spend the evening with your neighbors. And that's not the only thing going on in Hillsborough. We've got kind of a lot to cover. It's going to be a busy week, but
indeed, and when getting around Hillsborough will be a little challenging,
a little bit more
during
difficult.
The day.
Yeah.
We've got repairs going on at the parking lot that's downtown. We call the Bank of America parking lot. There's some concrete that needed repair, and that's going to be closed down for a few days. And then DOT is working to install the monitoring and in the wells that were closed up as part of the Turton Street project. So that's going to be happening on the streets. So if you're going to come to Hillsborough, we encourage you to come to Hillsborough, but be sure and plan for a little bit of extra time getting through downtown.
Just a little bit more time on Turton Street. Those monitoring wells, all that installation, that's been put off a couple of times this summer, but it's happening this week, right?
It is indeed happening this week.
And that's going on. And then this Saturday, I know we've got a couple of events, one of them a little bit more controversial than the other. So let's start with Bike Fest, which is going
Bike Fest.
On.
Which is a big annual
this Saturday.
Event. Comes
yes.
downtown. They meet at the visitor center and at the large courthouse down close to where the farmers market is on Margaret Lane, and sometimes we have 600-800 people will
wow.
show up to that. It's just an amazing event to see all those bicycles sort of come through town, and not only promoting cycling and are sponsoring the rides, the Heritage Tour that throughout all of Orange County. But all the proceeds that they do for this big event goes back into the biking community, and the town has benefited from that. And every time you see one of those bike racks that are around town at the visitor center or other places, those were donated by the Tar Wheels. So we're always happy with this event.
And you can go to tarwheels.org, Tar Heels with a W added to it, tarwheels.org, to learn more about Bike Fest and about the organization. And this begins in Hillsborough at the visitor center on Saturday, 7:30 up to 9 o'clock, kind of depending on which route you happen to be taking. But it goes all over the county, right? I know know there's, what, a 100-mile trip that begins in Hillsborough?
Yes. I mean, I think there's, what did they say, 35 miles?
62
miles. There's a 100-mile trip for those who...
There's a 7-mile fun
a really
ride for people
ride,
like me who have no stamina whatsoever.
Sure. but it's a lovely event and a good way to just get out in the countryside in a group and see our beautiful community.
And should be a nice weekend for it. It's going to be hot this week, but temperature will drop a little bit by Saturday, so it's going to be a good day to get out and about. So that's going on in Hillsborough on Saturday. We're speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens about all of this that's going on in and around the community all week long. The other event, which I don't think we've mentioned on the air yet, we're going to have to as the day draws closer, there's going to be a big old Confederate rally at Town Hall, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's there's a national conversation that's happening that's in many ways divisive. It's very emotional, but it's an important conversation about racism and the symbols of racism and the Confederacy, and certainly a lot of that was sparked by the shootings in Charleston, and just very renewed interest in what are all those symbols and what they're like in the public sphere as well as privately. And there is a group of wants to have a Confederate rally in Hillsborough. They do have a permit. They are planning to be in Hillsborough on Saturday afternoon at 2 at the town hall. And, you know, in some ways it is fitting that we do this. It's not. I'm a Southerner, so I take pride in the South. But I think we're all trying to come to terms with our history, and it has been very difficult for a lot of us to figure out what do we do with the symbols, which really are in many ways symbols of white supremacy and racism, as much as they are of our history. And so, what part do they play in how we build our communities? This is a group that does have a permit to be in town, and this is a place where we have celebrated the Bill of Rights and appreciate peaceful assembly and people having the First Amendment rights to speak what their convictions are. So that is something that we're accommodating and trying to keep separate from the tar wheels and the bike fest on different ends of town.
And these rallies have been going on from county to county across North Carolina for the last couple of weeks. This isn't going to be the first, certainly not the only. And I know a couple, I think 250-some people have liked the page on Facebook. Whether or not they'll all be there is an open question. But do you know how many people you or the town or police or anyone is expecting to be at this thing?
Well, certainly we require a permit if there's anything over 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would love to see thousands of people here. I think we'd expect a couple hundred. What can we say? I think a lot of that, the flag waving, is based on some maybe misunderstanding of history. Sometimes it's unintentional, sometimes it's willful, but it is part of the whole diversity. And, Hillsborough is, if you look at the banners that are around town, it says celebrating our cultural diversity. And so, we want to be a place of tolerance where people are listening. And there's certainly people who disagree with the point that they're trying to make, and that's appropriate too. Sometimes the best way to disagree is just not pay attention. But what most thing that we're very interested in is making sure that people are safe,
mm-hmm.
and that we will have appropriate police presence in the area, and kind of watching it closely. And we'll say that people have appropriate permits, and so we're just working to keep it as low key as possible and make sure everybody in the community is safe and everybody's rights are respected.
And that's going to be Saturday, 2 p.m. in front of Town Hall, and that's just a few days from now. And, Mayor, you're a little bit more optimistic than I am. I know you said you think that everyone's trying to come to terms with their history. I hope everyone's trying to come to terms with their history. I'm not sure I can say I think they are yet.
Well, absolutely not. And this is part of what coming to terms is, that some mm-hmm. folks are not going to be swayed by any amount of dialogue or debate. And they're just going to have an opinion, sometimes those opinions are based on real misinformation. And in one sense, we want to be open, and people have the right to their thoughts and opinions. And Hillsborough is a place where we celebrate a diverse of opinions. In terms of, though, what I think about Hillsborough and the Hillsborough that we love and appreciate and we really want to nurture, the better example of that was really a few days ago at Last Friday. Might have been mm-hmm. the best Last Friday that we've had, and downtown in front of the courthouse with a band playing, and it's probably one of the most diverse crowds we've seen. It was black and white and young and old, and everybody was dancing and in the streets and having a very good time in a very joyful way, and together as community. And I think that's what we want to appreciate. And at the same time, we allow for differences of opinions. The Hillsborough that we want to celebrate is that place where it is friendly and diversity is appreciated.
Absolutely. Well, that event is coming up on Saturday. Bike Fest also coming up on Saturday, a national night out, which is another great way to celebrate the community tomorrow evening from 6 to 9. So if your neighborhood is taking part, get out and take part in that with your neighbors. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, Aaron.